government, but when I came back and got married, we had, you know, I had an apartment that my wife and I, we had fuel oil to heat with. So we had a fuel oil heater. And then later on we built our, when we bought our first house, and it was already built, mm-hmm. and it had a gas furnace. And then later on we built another newer, bigger house. And we had, you know, gas, natural gas heat, mm-hmm. air conditioning, and all the modern conveniences of, you know, electric stove, yeah. built-in, that type of thing.
Big change.
We had, we even put in a central vacuum system in the house.
Oh, so
in the early 60s.
So you could vacuum in any room? And then
well, you just plug the hose in. You're in areas in throughout the house and just vacuum the rooms or halls.
That's interesting. So I had actually not heard of that before.
Had it downstairs, you know, in my basement. So you go down there and you clean out the canister.
Did your wife think that made it easier?
Yeah, it made it a lot easier.
Huh.
And also, we had, you know, I was working with, at that time, Western Electric, and I had an opportunity to buy some of the latest type phones. Mm-hmm. Had built-in phones in the walls and in the kitchen with, I had phones in every room in the house. So I had the house pre-wired for phones.
Did people think that was kind of strange, your friends?
Well, it was unusual because most people didn't have it.
Yeah.
They usually only had two outlets, maybe one in a bedroom and one in a living room. But it was the coming thing, what you have now.
Yeah.
One in every room, the wall outlets.
Yeah.
You can move phones around or leave a phone in there.
Well, now people seem to be addicted to the cell phone, doesn't even need a phone at home
anymore.
Yeah,
it's changed from that.
Go back to talk a little about stoves and things like that. Do you have a favorite meal your mother cooked when you were younger and that your wife cooked when you got older?
Well, my mother, you know, she used to, on Sundays she had a, you know, real big meal, you know, all meats and vegetables. When we were living, when we first came back from Miami, we had a farm, mm-hmm. and we grew all kinds of vegetables, and we had some pigs, we had cows, and mules and horses, mm-hmm. and we grew our vegetables, and we grew a lot of the feed for the animals, and we had a lot of milk and butter, mm-hmm. fresh butter, creamery butter type thing, and she was a good cook, so we had a lot of cakes and pies and things, mm-hmm. so we had, as far as favorites, you know, I don't know, but, you know, you had all of the chicken meals, and you had the roast, and all kinds of different vegetables, just about everything you could think of, we had. It was all good to me. As a teenager, I guess we were all, you know, kind of close in age. Mm-hmm. So we had some pretty good meals, but... We had good meals, three meals a day, you know. But the biggie was, you know, the Sunday meal was always the best. Just seemed to be a little extra, you know.
Yeah.
Cakes and pies and things.
Yeah. You had farmland. Did you go into town to buy certain things, and where did you go to buy those things?
Well, usually we would have to, you know, buy things like the spices, mm-hmm. and... We had our own wheat and corn that we would have ground into flour and cornmeal. Mm-hmm. And we would buy things like spices and sugar and some, you know, your clothes and things like that, you know. But for the most part, you know, some of the foods that we would buy was